9 minutes after 8 o'clock. Good morning. I'm Alec Creighton. Time for this Monday edition of Morgan Matters. In the studio with us this morning is Shelley Bristol. You have your Fort Morgan Chamber Board member hat on.
I do.
Good morning. Appreciate your coming in. I'm going to go ahead and just start with all the kind of the tourists we have in town. Fort Morgan was featured on HGTV's Hometown Takeover, and I know just anecdotally, we've got a lot of people coming to town to see what they saw on TV.
It is amazing. I mean, any day of the week, you can walk downtown and see the people on the streets. I went to go to the chamber office the other day, and I think I ended up parking all the way down by the flower peddler just because there was no place to park.
Right,
and
right.
It's like, what a great obstacle to have.
Yeah.
It's like,
well,
love
I was just telling you, we were walking our dogs at what's now known as Glenn Miller Park yesterday afternoon, and there was obviously people wandering around downtown that were tourists. I was texting with somebody and telling them that, and how do you know? Well, we just know, right?
You can tell. They're taking pictures. They're looking up. You know,
that's right. There are a lot of them taking pictures at the park or the murals.
It was fun to watch some of the series. I'm not sure if you got to watch some
of them.
But I did not realize with the Glenn Miller Park, all the other features that they had done. You know, I knew they had gone in and done some things, of course, with the whole sculpture and stuff, but I didn't realize you had the trumpet just sitting there that you could go up and act like you were playing the trumpet.
Oh, right, the picture frame.
The picture thing. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, wow, we learned something, you know, even though we were here watching them do it.
Right.
Didn't know all the little things that they had done.
Yeah.
So, yeah, it was so fun. So fun to watch all that.
And, just visiting with some of the businesses, obviously, they can tell. So it'll be kind of fun to see how long this afterglow lasts.
Right. I know when they had gone to, and I'm going to butcher the name, but Wetumpka, Alabama, you know, they had come to Fort Morgan, when was it? Last summer, I think it was, and was telling us that they still, after like 2 years, still have a lot of the people coming and looking. And, you know, they were saying people that watch HGTV are 55 and older, retired, and have money to spend. And so they were kind of giving us a preview of what to somewhat expect of people coming in.
So it may kind of continue.
It hopefully would, you know, because it aired in the United States. And I think either now or in the next couple of weeks, it'll start airing in Canada and then across seas. It takes about, I think they were telling us, 12 months to hit all the
audiences they have?
Yeah, everyone that could actually see it.
Interesting.
So I thought that was very interesting, an interesting take. But, I mean, it is really fun to see our downtown booming and watching people come.
Right. Well, so the Fort Morgan Area Chamber is between directors right now, but the board is keeping the office open. You've got a part-time person hired
we
and other
do, yes.
volunteers, and activities continue for the chamber.
We do. We had a part-time intern, Gail, that was helping Andrew, and we have hired her part-time. So the office is open every day from 10 to 3, and sometimes it's a little bit earlier, sometimes a little bit longer.
At 300 Main Street in downtown Fort
Morgan. Main Street. Mm-hmm. We have volunteers coming in to help man the rest of the time. We are checking messages when they come in, so we are there and trying to be visible in the community.
Right. And so, you've got some of your regular events like the coffee with the chamber.
Yes. Okay. I think that's something that Andrew had started just before he left. This month we're going to have it at the Inspirations Quilt Shop, and it's this Thursday, June 15th at 8 o'clock.
Okay.
So I think we'll have donuts and coffee and just come to see the quilt shop. I myself have not been in it, but I've
heard. And that's at their new location. It's out by the block.
It's out by the block.
That?
Yep. Okay. The old Country Steakout. Uh-huh. And I've heard it's just amazing. And Jaylene just does a great job.
So
she's amazing.
If people are like you and they haven't been into the new shop yet, this is a great
absolutely
opportunity to do that.
Yes, absolutely. Go and check it out and see what she's got. So
okay. Yeah, so this is kind of like a business after hours, but at the beginning of the hours.
At 8 o'clock in the morning. Absolutely. Okay. So yeah, all so right. It should be a fun event. Last month they did it at Books on Main, and I heard it was very well attended.
Yeah, I think it went great. And so this time, it's the date again?
Yes. It's this Thursday, June 15th.
Okay.
At 8 o'clock, Inspirations Quilt Shop.
Okay. And speaking of being visible, you're pairing up with the Morgan County Economic Development to serve beer at the Beer Garden at Bobstock. That's the first full weekend of July.
It is. I think it's July 7th and 8th.
Okay.
Yes, and we are doing that. We did that last year. Went really well.
I can only imagine.
Right. So doing it again this year. I think they're going to have some beer and... That I heard somebody say something about maybe a little bit of munchies in there, but I'm not positive about that. But we'll be there Friday and Saturday. We are, I think, still looking for volunteers. So if anybody wants to come and help out at the Beer Garden, it's a great way to see people, meet people. And
you'll be an earshot of the music.
Oh, yes. I think I seen the calendar or the map the other day, and I think there's 5 stages this year with one of them being right there at the end of the Beer Garden. So, yeah, you know, it's always a fun event. I just love Bobstock. It's great.
And so that's a fundraiser for the chamber and Morgan
Economic
County.
Yep.
I'm guessing you raised some funds with
slinging
beers on
that weekend.
Very
well last year, you know. I wasn't on the board last year. I just got on in January. But from what everybody tells me, it did really well.
Okay. So. And as you say, people can volunteer for that or other things.
Yeah.
And even at the office or
absolutely.
Whatever.
Absolutely. Yeah. We'll take all the volunteers we'll get at this time. We're a board of, 7 or 8, and we're doing our best to try to keep things going. We are still in search of a new director. We do have an ad out there on Indeed.
So if a person is a candidate or knows someone that might be, they should look into that.
Absolutely, yeah. Just go to the Indeed website and find our post in Fort Morgan Area Chamber of Commerce. And
A chamber, even when they are fully staffed and have a director and that sort of thing, they rely heavily on volunteers to do a lot of these
absolutely.
Things. So,
yes.
Now is one of those times as well, like the coffee and the... beer, lots of beverages, I guess.
Lots of, there you go, yeah.
is
and
our
we
topic.
Actually,
but other things that just keep the chamber
keep going
throughout the year.
Yeah, and we do have an ambassadors team, a couple of them actually, and they're just a group of, again, volunteers that go out to local businesses once a month just to say thank you for being members, or if you'd like to learn more about the chamber, this is where you can get the information. And that's also a fun group. We have a couple of them that go out once a month, and it's just kind of fun to get to know some of the people. And if you truly haven't taken a walk down Main Street, now is definitely the time to do it. I've been handing out some posters and got to go into a lot of businesses that I probably haven't been in before and just had the best time going in and seeing them. And if you have seen them, everybody's changing.
Well, I was going to say, if you haven't been in recently, you probably haven't been in, right?
Right. They are all changing up what they're doing. And so it is just fun. It is just a fun morning. The chamber partnered with the Queens. I'm not sure who it was a few weeks ago to did the Ladies Day Out.
Oh, right. Yep.
And that was a great fun event, getting again to go out and see all the different businesses and what they're doing. The bowling alley, you know, to go in there and try their little chicken sandwich thing that they advertised on HGTV.
Right.
You know, it's just kind of fun to see everybody out buzzing.
Right. And a scoop of ice cream to wind things
scoop
up, right?
Scoop of ice cream. Gloria is always busy.
Yeah.
Always. She just cannot keep up, which is so fantastic.
Nice problem to have.
It
right?
is. Yeah. She's just loving it.
You okay.
Know? Yep.
Well, very good. Well, appreciation to the board that's filling in the interim. Encourage people to go ahead if their business is interested in joining. No reason to not do that.
Absolutely.
Now and get to be part of that group that promotes Fort Morgan and refers people to businesses and all the things the chamber does.
Right. Yeah. Now is a great time, you know, with we've got people coming in daily all over the United States. So, yes, definitely. It's a good time to be a part of everything that we got going on.
Okay. Very good. We appreciate the update. We'll look forward to coffee at 8 at Inspirations Quilt Shop this Thursday, and then maybe hit you up for a beer or two on the 7th and 8th of July.
There you go. Okay. Absolutely.
Very good. Thanks very much for the update.
Thank you so much.
Shelley Bristol with the Fort Morgan Area Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, our guest this morning on Morgan Matters, which is presented by FMS Bank.